Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO Arts Today. I'm Brent Spencer, Creighton University English professor and author most recently of the crime thriller The Last of Her. David Milch's memoir Life's Work is both a revealing account of one man's occupation and obsessions in the entertainment industry, and a guide to discovering what truly matters in life. Milch's father was a man of appetites and excesses, traits that carried over into his son, who has a history of drinking, drug abuse, and an addiction to gambling that would amount to $25 million in debt and $17 million more owed to the IRS. He has been a man of many addictions and extremes. He once drove a car into the ocean, for instance, and shot out streetlights while he was high. Financial disaster would eventually bring him down, and rehab would restore him. But none of his bad behavior would stop him from graduating summa cum laude from Yale and from earning an MFA from the Iowa Writers' Workshop, or from becoming a writer on Stephen Bochco's much-honored TV series, Hill Street Blues, or from creating or co-creating some of the most celebrated television drama in the history of the medium, from NYPD Blue to Deadwood. So why should we read a memoir by a person who's made such a mess of his life? Milch comments on his Yale mentor, poet and novelist Robert Penn Warren, who helped him understand that, quote, transforming something dark or painful into something joyful by seeing it and knowing it fully is the proper function of art, unquote. To put it simply, sometimes the people who've gone to the darkest places have the most to tell us. And one of the darkest of places for Milch, the latest, is Alzheimer's. In 2019, the author was diagnosed in the early stages of the disease. In the book, he documents his life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, writing it all down now with the help of his wife and daughters while he still can. But the book is much more than a sad slog through memory lane. It's also a jaw-droppingly funny account of how such memorable television gets made. If there's a problem with the book, it's that Milch sometimes seems to over-celebrate his excesses. But it's also part of the fun. I'm not sure the book would be as powerful if it were a series of mea culpas. Milch's memoir is a cousin of Randy Pausch's book, The Last Lecture, another memoir written under the shadow of death. In Pausch's case, it was pancreatic cancer that took him, but not before he left us with a book that is so wise and funny that I reread it regularly. And here's another I expect to reread over and over again. Milch is facing a ticking clock more real than any Hollywood screenwriter could construct. The result, Life's Work, is a fascinating account of a fascinating life. It's a powerful book that is nothing less than soul work. This has been Brent Spencer with Between Two Covers for Arts Today on Classical 90.7 KVNO.